shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov ben Rav Asher Zelig, Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Asher Zelig, Levracha v'hatzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh yideim for Shlema, for Saraleya bas Rivka. And we're going to be discussing a very interesting psak of the Chazon Ish. We paskin that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah, except for the Gimel Averos, Gilei Raya, Shfichus Domim, Avodah Zara. The reason for Shfichus Domim, we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Dalet, Amud Aleph, is that we have a rule that my chazis, how can you kill somebody else to save your life? Who says your blood is redder? By golly, maybe his blood is redder. Rashi adds, what about v'chai b'hem? No, you can't say v'chai b'hem, that you should live by them and not die by them, because the only reason the pasuk was matir you to live and be over averus is because Hashem loves that we're alive. But here anyway, someone's going to die, your friend's going to die, so you have no right to do the Avera. So normally you have a right to do the Avera because God loves Jewish life. But here that your friend is going to go, the Avera isn't permitted. And man, why? Who says your life is better than his life? And according to this reason, even if a guy says to a Talmud Chacham and a Rosh Sanhedrin to kill an Amoretz, we say my chazis, because there's no heter of a chayba. The heter of a chaybahem is only when there's no ibud nefesh. But here where there's an ibud nefesh, there's no v'chaybahem, so he's no right to be over the avera. Similarly, if someone tells a goy to kill a goses, if a goy tells somebody to kill a goses, guy's going to die in 15 minutes. Yehareg v'al yavor. He has to die first. We say, my chazis, who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. Not only that, because again, there's no heter v'chai b'hem. Because it doesn't apply when there's going to be an ibud nefesh. And not only that, when somebody says, if you don't kill your friend, the guy says, I'm going to kill 1,000 Jews. You're not allowed to kill him? Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Kufnan Zayin, Sif Aleph. If the Goyim say, give us one, pass over one Jew and we'll kill him. And if not, we're going to kill all of you. They all have to die, and now it'll be Moser Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. Frames Yerushalmi in the 8th Parak of Trumas. So what about my chazis? Definitely. Better save 100 people than this one guy. So still, you know how to do it. There's no heter b'chai b'hem if it means killing somebody. Kesef Mishnah, the 5th parak of Yisodei HaTorah, brings the Ramach, who asks that if the Goyim say, give us Ploni, there's no reason of my chazis. The guy's gonna die anyway. And they say, either give us Moshe or we're going to kill all of you. Moshe's going anyway. Why aren't they allowed to give him over? So the Ramach writes, brought by the Kesef Mishnah, there was a Kabbalah, the Pashvichus Dami, Harg Val Yavor, even where the reason of my chazis isn't Shaykh. Even where my chazis isn't Shaykh, because here, what does my chazis say? Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. But here he's going anyway. They're going to kill all of you. So how can you say if they're going to either kill Moshe and everybody else, or just Moshe, that it's better that they kill everybody? Who are we helping? The answer is that we must have a Kabbalah that by Shvichus Damim, there's no... We've no right to do it. There's no Yehareg Val Yavor no matter what. So now we get to the psak of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish in Yoredei and Simon Samach Tes. He says, what would be the din if somebody sees an arrow and it's going to kill a lot of people, and he can stop the arrow and it will kill only one person? In other words, the arrow is going in a certain trajectory, and he can change the trajectory of the arrow that it doesn't kill the one person, that it doesn't kill the ten people, it kills one person. Or a car. Somebody's riding a car and he's about to hit someone. He's about to hit say he's about to hit 10 people. The car is going to hit 10 people. But if he moves the car, if he moves the direction of the turns the steering wheel, he's going to hit only one guy. There's a guy on the side of the road, he's going to knock him off. Is he allowed to do it or not allowed to do it? Allowed to be mate the chetz? Move the arrow in the other direction, causing someone to die? In order to save the many? And he said, maybe you can't compare it to giving over someone to die, because there the Mesira is a Pulach Zaris, that's Harigas HaNefesh. And there we're giving over the other guy, you're not saving anybody. There, the Etzem, handing somebody over isn't saving anybody's life. Right? That's what they're going to decide. They decided, subjectively, that if you hand them over, we're not going to kill all of you. Handing him over is just an act, it's just a cruel act of causing this gentleman to die. But a tayas acheitz mitzad zeh letzad acher is a pool of hatzala. Ve'ein akshura klal bariga seyachet shebetzad acher. So here, by being mate the chetz, by making the arrow diverge, go into a different direction, by deflecting the arrow, making it hit the other guy, that's a pool of hatzala. The mikra, there happens to be a guy there. That's be'etzim, a pool of saving. You're saving the people who the arrow is about to hit them. So maybe You should save the rabbin. It's hard to understand the svara. Sof kol sof, he's killing the guy on the side. He's deflecting the arrow to the other guy, but the other guy wasn't supposed to die. And now he's deflecting the arrow to the other guy. The other guy's died. If he does nothing, he's not killing anybody. So maybe be passive and don't do a maisa that's going to cause somebody to die, even though more people are going to die. The important thing is that you shouldn't cause people to die. Sof kol sof, even if he's trying to save the rabbim, he's causing an individual, an innocent individual, to die. So the Rambam says, so the Chazon Ish says, it's a pulach zaris to hand over somebody. Why is it a pulach zaris? In the end, you know that it's going to save the rabbim. The answer is that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cause somebody to die. So also, when I deflect the arrow, I'm causing the other guy to die. What's the difference? And the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh, just an amazing Sefer, really a phenomenal Sefer, Anyanei Pikuach Nefesh. Rav Aryeh Lorenz, who's the son of the famous Rav Shlomo Lorenz, who was a Chaver Knesset for for Agudas Yisrael. He's got very interesting svarim about his close relationship with various gedolim. So he has two sons who are very big Talmid HaChamim and Landanim. So he writes as follows, that possibly to explain Pshat in the Chazon Ish, that sometimes Hilchos Rotzeach is shayich to the din of Zchuyot Mamoniyot, monetary rights. Two people are walking in the desert, and one of them is a bottle of water, a jug of water. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, Chayecha called min l'chayecha vercha. Zok the Chazon Ish, there in Samach Tes in Oz Beis. V'nira de'en chaver v'ashay ligzol men v'meyav, is he allowed to steal the water from him? You're right, the friend's allowed to drink it, but am I allowed to steal it from him to save my life? I'm allowed to be matzil atzmi mamon chaver? He says no. Why? Because the din is chayecha kodmin. So since the din is chayecha kodmin, his life comes first. You're stealing it, you're stealing his life. So it's interesting that the din of ritzicha is totally in the din mamonis. Who's the bailim over this water? Who has rights over this water? The moment you determine who has the rights over the water, so presto, you know who has rights to live, and to take away the water is to kill him. Shulchan Aruch Shin Mishpat Shin Peches Beis Hayiro Nezik Baal Sadeh Umutu Lahatzil Atzmav Pishal Yizeh Banezik Lahatzdei Chaveiro. You see an Amas Hamayim, you see a channel of water, it's going to destroy your field. You're allowed to divert the water and it's going to hit your friend's field. So you're not allowed to actively spill water and ruin your friend's field. But you're allowed to do a Maisa Hatzalah to save your field. So the Chor would appear that if you see an arrow it's going to kill your animal, you're allowed to deflect the arrow, divert the arrow, even though it's going to kill your friend's animal. That's a pool of Atzela. But if you see Goyim who are hungry and they're coming to take your animal, you're now allowed to grab your friend's animal and give it to them. You're allowed to lock your own field up, they don't take your animal, and in the middle they're going to go to your friend's field and steal his animal. You're not allowed to give away your friend's animal. You're allowed to do a Maisa Hatzalah for yourself. So then you're not selling the nefashos also. If you see an arrow going, a guy sees an arrow coming at himself, he's allowed to divert the arrow, deflect the arrow, even though it's going to kill his friend. It's not Ritzicha. Because he has every right to save himself. Chayecha Kodman. Now let's say you have a third guy, and he sees the arrows. Reuven is standing there, and he sees an arrow is going at Shimon. Is he allowed to deflect the arrow, and he knows it's going to hit Levi? He likes Shimon better. Probably not. There he's doing an act of killing Levi. But when the arrow is coming to kill a lot of people, or it could be a bomb, today we have bombs, you could deflect it. So there we say that Tzelus Rabim is better than Tzelus Yachid. And he has to try to be Mishtadel to save the Rabim. When the Goyim say, give us one of your people, Yehargu Kolim V'lo Yemasu Lahem, because that's not a pulas hatzel, it's a maisa hariga. And they have no rishus to kill a nefesh mi Yisrael to save themselves, even though they're rabim. When an arrow is coming towards a rabim, a yachid has a right to deflect an arrow from himself, even though it's going to hit his friend Chayecha Kodmin. And also Chaya Rabim Kodmin. He's allowed to deflect the arrow that's going to hit the rabbim, or the bomb that's going to hit the rabbim, or the car. And he can deflect the car and make it hit a yachid. So that's a maisa of hatzela ba'etzem. giving over the person to save lives. That's not a maisa tzala. B'mikre, if you give him over, so then the goyim decided, okay, we're not going to kill everybody. We're just going to kill him. But you gave him over to be killed. So that's a no-no. But here, it's, I think, more inherent in the act. Here you're doing an act of deflecting an arrow. So that act is saving an act of saving lives, and you have a right to save those lives, because Rabbim, 10 lives are worth more than one life. And it's not just by chance, it's not somebody's whim, that if you deflect the arrow, then everybody's life is going to be saved, and just this guy, the guy on the side, is going to be killed. No, that's inherent in the very act. Therefore, the deflecting of the arrows is be'etzem a ma'isa atzala. But you can't say giving over somebody to goyim is inherently a ma'isa atzala, because they can just as well decide not to kill anybody. So handing him over to be killed and to save everybody else is not necessarily inherently an act of saving, because this is based on the goy's whim. But deflecting the arrow is not based on anybody's whim. That's really saving. Chazanisha tepulach zaris. So that's a little bit of what it says in Pikuach Nefesh. I think I embellished it a little with my own explanation, but that might be what the Chazanish meant. Shachosh in Mishpat Kuf Samach Gimel Sifkat Nyad Ches brings in the Tshuvas Maribal to be Mishtada Lifnei HaMelech, to free your relative who's a captive. The Melech is going to take somebody else. There are similar shailas in the Holocaust of somebody escaping, but the Nazis, Yachmach Shemam, had a count. They said, oh, we have to kill 250 Jews, so if somebody escapes, they're going to take somebody else. Is he allowed to? Based on what we said before with L'chor, he would be. Obviously, we're not passing any halacha here. We're definitely not Roy, a million years away. But maybe it's Chuyot Mamaniot. You have Chayecha Kodman. So you have that right. The Goy is going to decide afterwards what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. You're not handing anyone over. You're just doing Chayecha Kodman. You're saving your own person, saving his own life. Akupanim the Shach discusses being Mishtada Lifnei HaMelech, to be Mishachar, his relative, who's a Shavui. King's going to take someone else in his place. So he's mechalek between whether this captive was already in captivity or not. Look there in the Shach in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Samach Gimel. So the he doesn't understand the Shach. Why does he have to bring from the Tshuvas Ma'arival about this Shaila? We have an open Shulchan Aruch. Shin Pei Ches. If somebody sees Nezer coming on his field, he's allowed to save his Rechush, even though his friend's Rechush is going to be damaged. So say you could save your relative. The king's going to want to take someone else. That's the king's problem. That's the Noda B'Yuda's Taina. But it's difficult to understand the Noda B'Yuda. Shach is talking about Nefashos. Maybe you're not allowed to save yourself or your relative if you're going to cause someone else to die. And you can't bring a Raya from the case of the field, saving your field, even though your friend's field's going to be damaged. Maybe that's a different din. Killing is much more Chomer. You're never allowed to. You're not allowed to save yourself if it causes your friend to die, possibly. But the Noda Yehuda wanted to equate the two. He holds that the din of nefesh is taller than the din mamonis. Just like in mamonis, you can save your mammon even if it causes your friend's monetary damage, so that you can save your life even though it's going to cost your friend his life. Kivegar also compared the two. So just like you're allowed to deflect and divert water away from your field, even though it's going to cause your friend damage, so too, maybe you're allowed to divert an arrow that's going to cause it to come. So an arrow is coming at Reuven, he's allowed to divert it that it shouldn't hit him, even though it's going to hit his friend. If you compare Mominus to Nefashas, so just like by Mominus, you're allowed to divert the water that it shouldn't hit your field, and instead it's going to hit your friend's field, so to the arrow, because the person has you can compare Mominus to Nefashas. In the Tshuvas Gaone Basroi Simen Mem Hei, he says Mutar L'Adam Mahatzi L'Atzmo, you're allowed to save yourself if you do something that's Mutar Al-Pidin, even though it's going to cause one's friend to die. Compares it to the Ramah, you're allowed to save your field even though it's going to cause a nezik to your friend's field. It's Marich. So according to the Chazon Ish, who was Matir Atayas Achetz, it would still appear that, let's say somebody is connected to a machine and he's going to be connected to the machine for a long time. Today you have with Corona, you have ventilators. So one guy is connected to a ventilator, and you know in his matzav he's going to be on this ventilator for a long time. And you know that the rabbim, this ventilator, can save a lot of other people in the meantime. But he's already connected to the ventilator. So disconnecting him is a ma'aser ritzicha. So when you talk about atayas hachetz, diverting the arrow, so that's a ma'aser hatzala, the arrow is coming at him. And he diverts it, or the arrow is coming at the yachid, and he at the rabbim, and he diverts it to the yachid. That's be'etzem a maitzah atzala. It'll just cause the harig of a yachid. But here, disconnecting someone from the machine is a maitzah ritzicha. What about a din if somebody's lying? In the Cheder Miyun, in the ICU, intensive care unit. And the only way the Cholim can get in and out is if you move this Goseis. It's Bikuach Nefesh the Rabbim. Let's say he's by the doorway, he can't, you know, nobody can get in. The only problem is if you move him, he's so fragile, he might die. So is this a Maisa Hatzala or not? One could argue, no, it's a Maisa Ritzicha. Because moving him, he can't be moved, he's too fragile. It's going to cause him to die. Or one could say, no, it's better to a Maisa Hatzala because you're trying to clear the way for everyone else to come in. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in such a case you should move the goseis with great care, and then it's only chashash rachok he's going to die. It was a maisa that a tall building fell and a lot of people were trapped under the ruins of this building. And if nothing is done, then they're all going to die down there of hunger and thirst, lo aleinu. But when they go in there, you know, into the ruins of this building, they're going to cause people to die. You know, they're going to push over all these bricks and walls and different things. and there are people buried under there, it's going to cause them to die. So if we just are passive, they're all going to die. And if we go in and do something, then we're going to actively cause people to die. Lo aleinu. Mutter and amutter. You know how to kill somebody to save others? That's essentially what they're doing. So maybe here also, they're going to do a maisat salah like the Chazon Ish. They're not going in to kill, they're going in to save. And derech agav, people are going to be killed. Be'etzem, it's a maisat salah. Another shaila, if you have a ship that's filled with people, they're too heavy and the ship is gonna sink. So if you throw some people off, you can save everybody else. Mutter Aser. How about this? We live in a country in Eretz Yisrael where unfortunately I've been living here now for quite a while, Baruch Hashem. But over the years we've seen a lot of terrorist attacks. So let's say you see a person, he's chashed that he's going to be one of these suicide bombers. Is it mutter to kill him first? You can't ask him, you can't interview him and say, excuse me, what's your name? Mustafa, hi Mustafa, how are you today? Good. Are you going to blow yourself up and kill everybody? So you're choshed, you think there's something in there, it sounds like a little like it's ticking. It looks like he's a little bit bigger than normal. There used to be a tkufa, Baruch Hashem, it hasn't been in a long time. You go on a bus, you don't know, is the bus going to blow up or not? So, there are two svekas. One is, you know that he's Mibnei Yishmael, and the question is he a suicide bomber? And maybe he's Mibnei Yisrael. Another suffek is he might b'chlal even be Jewish. You don't even know that he's Ben Yishmael. So by an akum, normally, obviously, you're not allowed to kill a guy. But maybe it's a suffek b'koach nefesh for a Jew. Just like if you have a suffek cotton for pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So if you have a suffek, and I will be permitted to, and again, this is not halacha lemaisa, please. I'm not on the level to paskin, you're just giving shakla v'tarya here and talking and learning. And again, this is discussed in the Mishnah's pikuach nefesh. There's a lot of more and more literature being written about these shaylas. So if you know that he's a B'nai Yishmael, there's more of it sad. Then you get into the whole shaila of Safik Rodef, Mirtz Hashem will hopefully dedicate at least a shir to that. If he's a Jew, there's less of it sad, because then already the yisur to kill him is a lot more chamor. So that's a Mirtz Hashem, something we'll discuss more in the future. And please God, we will continue. Shalom, shalom, see you soon, beloved friends.